This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, November 23. The stone was rolled back. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 28. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." In Matthew's account of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, there are several references to the tomb that was cut out of rock and the stone that was rolled away. The story of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection is not complete without this incredible detail about the stone being rolled away. This wasn't just any stone. It was a big wheel chiseled from rock and rolled into a groove in front of the tomb. It would have taken several people to roll it into place and move it out of the way again. On this topic, Charles Spurgeon preached a triumphant sermon called "The Stone Rolled Away." He reminds us to picture the women walking up to the tomb, bringing spices with them, and wondering who could move the stone for them. In some ways, their wondering sums up many of our questions. How will we ever get past the biggest obstacles in our lives? In all of our paths are huge barriers, immovable stones. Who can move them for us? And yet, when the women arrive, they find the stone moved and an angel sitting on it. There's divine humor here. Not only is the big stone no longer an obstacle, it's a resting place, a sign of triumph, and a foundation of all the best stories to come. The stone has been rolled away. Pray with me. Lord, roll away the stones of doubt, confusion, and darkness in our lives. Remove whatever stands in the way between us and everlasting life. For yours is the glory forever. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.